Welcome in to the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason. Welcome in, Hounds of Heaven. Glad to have you here. This is going to be a live show. We're live streaming on YouTube, on the Twitter, on Facebook. Where else? With LinkedIn. And we also have the recorder shows will also be uploaded to Rumble and Odyssey. So we're everywhere. For the show, that's going to be kind of wild, man. I think I may have found, you know, for a lot of years, for about 500 years, we've been 506 years exactly. We've been looking for, like, has there been anyone dumber in Protestantism since Martin Luther? Because he really, like, sort of set the standard. I mean, because he was, like, really, really dumb. He was a monk who didn't understand the first thing about Catholicism. He went on to teach some really strange things. Like, he was okay. He's teaching it was okay to be polygamous, multiple wives. He's teaching sin boldly. He's teaching things about hatred of Jews that we hadn't really heard again since Hitler. So Martin Luther, like, really set the standard on stupidity. And for 506 years, we've been kind of like, is there anyone dumber than Martin Luther? I think I may have found him. His name is Ryan Foley. And so we're going to take a look at some of his videos, some of the things he said, some things he's did in the Catholic Church. And we're going to have to make a judgment call. Like, is this guy the dumbest Protestant who's come along in 506 years? So that's the show today. Hey, before we get started, make sure you guys click that like, that sub, that notification bell, that share. If you're listening on an audio platform, leave me a good review over on iTunes. I really appreciate it. And shout out to all the sponsors whose names are scrolling below. We got a new sponsor, a new supporter over on a YouTube membership. Her name is Ayetta, a really beautiful lady. Appreciate you coming in. I think we're Twitter friends as well. And someone asked me, they said, what's the difference between whether I support your channel on YouTube or I go over to Patreon? Well, the YouTube membership, after about 6 months or 5 months or so, it depends. I make a lot of my videos member only. Unless they're a video that's like in high demand, I tend to leave that public. But everything else, if it has under a certain number of threshold of views, I just make it for members only. So you can go back. So members of the YouTube channel, they can go back into my archives all the way back until 2010 when I hopped on the YouTube, and you can see everything I've ever done. That's members only on YouTube. Now, if you join on Patreon, it's a little bit different. What you have access to there is you have access to everything as St. Dominic's Media. So St. Dominic's Media, stdominicsmedia.com. We have podcasts there, essays. We have free books and theology courses. Some of the theology courses that we have are members only, such as my course on Freemasonry and some other courses that will be coming up in the future. Also, every book that St. Dominic's Media we publish, there's an electronic version of it, so you can just read it for free. So every book we publish is digital, and also you get the audio version of the books that we make audio. You get a free audio. So two different types of memberships. So I know some people, they don't like supporting on Patreon. That's fine. I understand that. Patreon is, you know, they do malicious things. But also we do have the YouTube membership. So a couple of different types of ways so to support the channel. But most of all, I appreciate all your prayers and all that good stuff that you do to keep the channel going. So yeah, and there's the Patreon. If you want to hop over to Patreon, it's patreon.com/David L. Gray. So that's enough on that. Let's get into the show.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
Hounds of Heaven, welcome back. Kyle says, don't sugarcoat anything, David. As if. All right, as if. No pulling punches ever on this channel. I don't have anything to lose, right? Besides my salvation, right? So, and I know I make people angry. Sometimes I attack some of your cult leaders, or you feel that I attack them. Even if I'm saying one thing critical, people are still inboxing me about one thing I said about Father Ripperger, right? I don't like hearing him talk about what demons say in exorcisms. And I'm still getting inbox messages and comments from ladies over 80 who have replaced their husband with Father Ripperger and saying, Oh, David, you need to be humble. Come on, man. No cult here. All right. No cult here. I'm allowed to, if you make a public video or say something publicly, I can critique that publicly. So just be quiet about that. So no pulling punches here. Amathor is here. Hounds of Heaven. All right, let's get into it. So this guy, Ryan Foley, I'm going to show you a number of clips from this guy. He has enough material out here for us to make a good judgment to find out whether he's like the dumbest Protestant we've seen in 506 years. I also invited Ryan on a show. So I should have invited him on a show. I guess I shouldn't be making this video. Maybe he's like going to be like, oh, David said mean things about me, but I don't know. Maybe, Ryan, you see where I'm coming from now. So now you see what I have to say about you. Maybe you would just want to come on and defend yourself. So I hope you do accept my invitation to come on and talk about your critiques of Catholicism. But let's get into it, Ryan, and the guest here. Let me pull up the first thing. So this is Ryan Foley. He is in this Catholic church, and he was saying some really disrespectful things that I think you just don't attack Christ in his church. It's off limits. So, but let's see what Ryan has to say. Let's try this again.
This is heresy, the rosary. The rosary is heresy. Mother Mary is nothing. It's about knowing Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, you cannot have Mary.
Alright.
It's about knowing
Mother. So Ryan is like, hey, man, it's about, so he goes into this Catholic church, right? I'm going to show you a couple scenes. But in this one, he goes into the Catholic church, and I guess they're like in the middle of Mass, because you see the ushers with the offering baskets out, and they're escorting him out. And he said, hey, man, the rosary is not about Jesus and all this stuff. And then he goes on to say that the rosary is Mary's nothing.
Mother Mary is nothing. It's about knowing Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, you cannot have Mary. You cannot exalt Mary. You can't exalt Mary.
Run from Catholicism.
So he's calling a heresy rosary. You can't exalt Mary. That Mary is nothing. It's all about Jesus Christ. And the rosary is heresy. He keeps saying this over and over and over again. And then at the end of the video,
I've been going around prayer. Jesus, run from Catholicism. The rosary, and Jesus tells us to sway away from repetitive prayer. This is real heresy. And the real problem going around right now is the churches with this religion and this churchianity, and they're not even going to the biblical way of doing it.
So Ryan's like, this is the real problem in the world today. Is the religion and this churchianity. I don't even know if churchianity is a word. But, you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about that a little further, but I think that Ryan here is like just so off the mark. And I think this is what you get with a lot of anti-Catholics who are protesting against Christ and his church. that they seem to not know the first thing about scripture. It's like they haven't read the book of Luke. Or they haven't read what the rosary prayer is. That is repeating scripture from Luke chapter 1. I mean, the first thing we say in the rosary is, Hail Mary, full of grace. We give her the same greeting that came from the angel Saint Gabriel. So Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Again, coming from what the angel Gabriel said. It said the Lord is with you, and Christ Jesus is truly with her. And we say, blessed are you amongst women, and blessed are the fruits of your womb, Jesus. And so we say to Mary the same thing that she heard, again, that we read in Luke. That is the same thing that St. Elizabeth, her cousin, had said to her, who was pregnant with John. She goes to the hill country and she visits Elizabeth. And Elizabeth greets her and says, How is this that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? And then, you know, of course, John leaps in the womb. And then we say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And basically what we're doing there is we're asking for intercessory prayer. We're asking, like anyone, we can ask to pray for us, but we're asking the Mother of God to pray for us, because we know where is she at? Is she in hell? Is she in heaven? So the Protestants have to make a determination if scripture is true, that God is God of the living and not the dead, where is Mary? For us Catholics, it's a simple answer. She's been appearing to us in apparitions for the last 2,000 years. We know that she hears our prayers. And so clearly Ryan Foley has not read scripture, because he's saying that the rosary is heresy. So we have to wonder, what is he talking about? Is scripture heresy? How is scripture a heresy? I mean, who's ever said that scripture is heresy? So if the rosary is scripture, Ryan Foley is calling scripture's heresy. So he, on that account, he's probably the dumbest person, probably the dumbest Protestant that's come along in 506 years. No Protestant has said scripture is heresy. I don't think we've ever heard that before. And then Ryan says that, that Mary's nothing. He says that Mary's nothing. So he's saying that Mary, who's fiat, who's saying yes to God, Mary says yes, yes. Do with me according to your word. Do with me according to your will. She said, because of her yes, because of her fiat, Christ enters the world. She becomes the new Eve. She is the Mother God. She is the Theotokos. And so what Ryan is doing here, he's calling the Mother of God, the one who Elizabeth said is the Mother of God, the Mother of my Lord. He's saying that Mary is nothing. Mary next to the cross. And Jesus tells the disciple who he loved, this is your mother. And this who Ryan Foley is saying, this Mary is nothing. Mary, who appears in scripture as is in heaven, as the Ark of the Covenant, as having a crown of stars on her head, who his history is always depicted as being the new Eve, as crushing Satan underneath her foot. Again, imagery from the book of Revelation, Apocalypse. That is who Ryan is saying nothing. Jesus Christ, who we recognize as our Lord and Savior, our brother, who we are baptized into, and therefore Christ's mother becomes our mother. And therefore, the fourth commandment applies to her, that we should honor our mother and father. In Mary's case, our mother, the Mother of God, the Mother of Christ Jesus. So we honor the Blessed Mother Mary as our mother. Yet Ryan Foley is saying that Mary is nothing. Ryan has to be, I mean, this is why I think he's so dumb. I mean, he's saying things like Epa Rose here, saying, didn't Luther revere Mary? Even Martin Luther praised the rosary. So he has to be dumber than Martin Luther. And I think that's a major accomplishment. Admiral Thoreau says, and he's not the dumbest. Protestants don't know the rosary is meditation. on the life of Jesus. They also don't know the elements of the creed are in the Bible. Yeah, they don't know that the creed is 100% scriptural. Eric says, I agree about babbling about anything a lying demon supposedly says during exorcism. And I think he's dumb as well on account that you cannot have Christ without his church. So here Ryan Foley is attacking Christ's church as if this church does not belong to Christ. So, and I think this is just overall Protestant problem, this idea you can have Christ without his church. And so Christ comes, he establishes his church through his apostles. One church through his apostles, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God. He has the new priesthood, fulfills the new priesthood in his church. He fulfills the Passover meal, now we call it the whole Eucharist, in his church. So everything of all the law, Christ fulfills in his church, the Catholic church that we know. And so the idea that you can have Christ outside his church is really just the summation of the Protestant era and why it's just, you know, a very prideful religion. But here's Ryan again. So after he enters this Catholic church, he posts another video about, I think, police that came to his house. So check this one out.
The video I'm about to show you is me walking into a Catholic church, walking up onto the pew and preaching to the Catholics. I was blown away and I was astounded at the Catholics with what they said after the fact. But first, I'm going to let you watch the video.
I feel like I have a quick word. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth.
All right, so here, Foley is, Ryan Foley. He's here in this Catholic church, and I guess this is before Mass. And he goes to the ambo, and he's reading some scripture from John at the lectern in his Catholic church before Mass.
Or any of the saints. And back in Matthew 23, Jesus gives us a direct instruction not to call anyone Father except our Father in heaven. 1 Timothy, it said in the last days there will be doctrines of devils. I believe that Catholicism is one of the leading doctrines that are misguiding people and bringing people to hell. I really want you guys to examine yourselves and run from Catholicism. It's a tradition of man, I understand. And the Pharisees had a lot of traditions. Jesus hated the Pharisees' traditions. Leave Catholicism, call upon the name of Jesus.
I'll say, so now here comes a lady from the parish to the lectern and trying to get him to leave, but he ignores her and continues.
The reason it's so important to understand Catholics are going to hell is because it is a completely false religion. Everything they're teaching, they hide it in this, right? We both believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but we miss the strong fact that they're worshiping false gods. As we were walking out of the service, they began to say, Hail Mary, over us, which was weird. And this is what I was most shocked about. While we were outside, they were disputing amongst us, and we were talking. They told us that the Bible is not true. I did not know personally that the Catholics do not believe in the Bible and the Word of God. They said it's written by sinners, and it's not a true word. Question yourself if you're in Catholicism, because there is no intercessor besides Jesus Christ himself. I want you to look closely at this image because in the front of this Catholic church, they had a picture of Jesus Christ red with horns on him. And yes, this was a Catholic church. The video I'm about to show you is me walking.
All right. So now in this clip, Ryan is, you know, he's outside the Catholic church, I guess the one he went into. And he says that people come outside and are disputing with him. And, you know, he's saying, this is why Catholics are going to hell. Why is it a false religion? Now, I don't believe anything that Ryan Foley has to say. I mean, because he is, I think, one of the dumbest Protestants in the last 500 years, maybe the dumbest in 506 years. I don't believe anything that he has to say. I don't think these women said that the Bible isn't true. the people who disputing with him, saying it's written by sinners. I think they may have said something like that, but clearly he doesn't have ears to hear. And that's why, I used to feel that, when people come into Catholic churches, they attack them like this. Like D says that that he should have been arrested for trespassing, right? I used to feel that, if I saw something like this, that if someone came into a Catholic church that I was in during Mass, like this Ryan person, that I would run like full steam up the middle of the nave and just like drop kick them, right? Just flat drop kick them in the neck, right? And then I was thinking about this when I saw like the ushers escorting him out. And I was thinking, well, maybe a better thing to do is just maybe to evangelize him and tell them, educate him how the rosary is just us repeating scripture and how it's not repetitive at all. Because where is repeating scripture? Where does scripture itself says do not repeat scripture? So if the rosary is scripture, we can repeat scripture. And then we would probably ask him, like, okay, what scriptures do you have memorized? Which scriptures do you say every day? And then we will connect, what Jesus said about people praying in vain and repetitious. We would say, well, praying the rosary is repetitious. Jesus said, pray with perseverance. There is a story of the woman who went to the judge and who kept asking the same petition, and finally the judge granted her petition. So scripture itself, and Paul says, pray unceasingly. So we would recognize that the rosary is repetitious prayer. Repetition is good. And then we say, well, what the scriptures are saying is that do not pray vain and repetitious. It's not just repetitious, it's vain and repetitious. And so we were explaining to a person like Ryan, we'll say, well, it's not in vain to meditate upon the scriptures as we do with the rosary. Okay. So and I thought, well, maybe we can, rather than kicking these people out, rather than maybe calling the police and have them arrested for trespassing, perhaps we can reason with these people. But now listening to Ryan, he's saying that he was outside this church and these people were trying to reason with him. And he's not really hearing what they're even trying to say. He's saying that, well, they're talking about the scriptures aren't even true. They're written by sinners. I don't believe Ryan. I don't believe dumb people. I don't think you can reason with these people. Not in that sort of atmosphere. All right. So... But, and I think that the craziest thing, right, and this just really shows that Ryan Foley is probably the dumbest Protestant in the last 500 years, is here, I think, is really the best piece of evidence. It's what he says at the end. He looks at the Divine Mercy image, and he says it has horns. He says it has horns. So let's take a look and the Divine Mercy image, and see what Ryan saw. Let's take a look at this. So here is the Divine Mercy image, all right? And as you see, in these areas here where my mouse is, you see that's like in a drawing, that's like light on Jesus' head. So it makes these two images of like the sun, like glowing or reflecting, off two sides of his hair, as if the sun or the light or the illumination is pointing directly at his face. So you would have that. You would have that glow, as if Jesus had on some sort of mousse or something like that. His hair is being laid down like he's a good Italian guy or something like that. He has a little bit of mousse on his head, a little bit of gel. So it's laid down, so it's reflecting on those two sides. And so Ryan is saying that those two things that he saw in the image were horns. He's saying that those were horns. He said he saw this image, and the most amazing thing was that the image of Jesus that they had up had horns. Oh my gosh. So let's if you didn't hear that, let me play that again for you. Let me play that again for you. Because this is this is wild. Ryan Foley is, he has to be the dumbest Protestant in the last 5 years.
Walking into a Catholic church, walking up onto the pew and preaching to the Catholics. I was blown away and I was astounded at the Catholics with what they said after the fact. But first, I'm going to let you watch the video.
I feel like I have a quick word in John, intercessors. It is Jesus Christ, intercessors.
So that's the image right there that John saw of the divine mercy of Jesus. For some reason, I guess because the lighting is red, but that glow, those two images on the side of Jesus' head, Ryan Foley sees this and he says it was horns.
And there are no intercessors.
The reason it's so important to understand Catholics are going to hell is because it is a completely false religion. Everything they're teaching, they hide it in this, right? We both believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but we miss the strong fact that they're worshiping false gods. As we were walking out of the service, they began to say, Hail Mary, over us, which was weird. And this is what I was most shocked about. While we were outside, they were disputing amongst us and we were talking. They told us that the Bible is not true. I did not know personally that the Catholics do not believe in the Bible and the Word of God. They said it's written by sinners and it's not a true word. Question yourself if you're in Catholicism, because there is no intercessor besides Jesus Christ himself. I want you to look closely at this image, because in the front of this Catholic church, they had a picture of Jesus Christ red with horns on him. And yes, this was a Catholic church. The video I'm about to show you is me.
So he shows an image of the divine mercy of Jesus with it glows on his head right here. And he called those horns. Ryan Foley is dumb. I mean, this is like one of those type of dumbs that you cannot fix outside of exorcism. I mean, this type of dumb only comes out with prayer and fasting. It only comes out with prayer and fasting. I mean, there's dumb, right? There's dumb that you can like kind of fix with a good IEP in school. Like maybe in fourth grade or something, you're like on a short bus for whatever reason that, you know, you're just slow. You don't read as fast. You don't read your grade level. You're not doing math at your grade level. Whatever. Maybe you have some sort of speech impediment. Whatever. That's a type of, you know, slowness. You know, some people will call that dumb. All right, you put those kids on IEP. You know, in my day, we called them learning disability classes or whatever. You give them a plan to get caught up with everyone else, right? So maybe in a few years, by the time they get to high school or middle school, maybe they're caught up, right? If they have teachers who care about them. See, that type of dumb you can fix with a good IEP and some teachers who care about you. Ryan's type of dumb, you cannot fix that. You cannot fix that without prayer and fasting. This is like that act, like that type of, like, he's possessed by like a dumb spirit, like a dumb spirit. Ryan is like, he's not just dumb. He's like dumb, like dumb. I haven't seen a dumb like this in my entire life. And I'm serious about this. He may be the dumbest Protestant in the last 506 years. He just called the divine mercy image. He said it had horns. You can't top that. You just can't. You just can't top that. That's amazing. And he's calling Catholicism a false religion. He says that, you know, there's no intercessor but Jesus Christ. Nowhere does Scripture say Jesus is the only intercessor. If it did say that, then it means prayer, asking each other to pray for us, to intercede for us in prayer, that we as Christians can do. So Ryan Foley must not ask anyone to pray for him if he only believes that Jesus is the only intercessor. Let's play another video. Let's play another video. Robert says, Foley is dumber than Jack Chick at his worst. Oh, Asia sent her some reverb. I didn't know that. Let me see if I can fix that. Give me one moment. All right, sorry about that. Yvonne says you cannot fix stupid, but duct tape helps. You cannot fix stupid, but duct tape helps. Linda says, I feel sorry for him. Seriously. This is to me an example of a wolf in sheep's clothing. His pride, he's leading them. He's attacking the body of Christ. And yes, David, he is so ignorant. Yeah. Let me, it doesn't end there. Let me play you another video. But let me do something here. Let me bring TikTok up on this computer over here to see if I can stop some of the reverb that some of you guys may be hearing. Yeah, this is just amazing. So yeah, hope he comes onto the show to like defend himself. I really do. Because I think he should want to talk to like the Catholics. If he really believes that we as Catholics are going to hell, then I think that I think he should want to like help us out, right? I think he should want to help us out. All right, let me bring it up over here. All right, so this is, I think is a video that I was referring to when some cops showed up at his house and they wanted him to I guess the Catholic Church maybe reported him. and so let me play that video here. Let me add this to stream. All right.
Are trying to get in touch with the FBI to shut down what I have going on, essentially not allowing me to go into Catholic churches anymore. I suppose that's understandable. Today I had two detectives show up at my house church with the Catholics is who they're working with. And apparently the Catholics, the overseers of Houston, Texas, are trying to get in touch with the FBI to shut down what I have going on, essentially not allowing me to go into Catholic churches anymore. I suppose that's understandable when you come combating one of the devil's doctrines, knowing that it completely contradicts Jesus in Matthew 6:7, when it says not to pray in vain repetitions. Because what are you really doing when you pray the rosary? Summoning evil spirits. John 14:6, it says there is no way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. These Catholics are angry because their false religion is being exposed. Today I had two detectives show up at my house.
All right, so in this video,
the FBI to shut down what I have going on, essentially.
So in this video, Ryan, you know, he's crying a little bit, right? He's crying a little bit, because you know he got called on his bullcrap by the police. All right, so some detectives show up at his house, and he doesn't really say what they say. He doesn't record this, right? He doesn't, you know, he's recording everything else. He doesn't record this. He's saying that, you know, he's crying because detective showed up at his house. He said they run Houston or whatever. And, you know, I guess there's some sort of conspiracy against him, you know. And he's talking about how, you know, this is why Catholicism is the problem and it needs to be stopped. The thing is here that you were trespassing in churches and you were persecuting people because of their religion. This is why I really don't respect people like Ryan Foley. That I just don't think he would do this in a mosque. I don't. I don't think he would do this in a mosque. Like, he has a lot of videos we can go through. I mean, you know, they're on his feed here. I don't see one time when Ryland Foley, I mean, he's been into bars, he's been into casinos, he's been into gyms. He's taught the people on the street. I don't see one video here on his feed where he went into a mosque. Not one. And so Protestants, they always go for the lowest hanging fruit, what they think is the lowest hanging fruit. And us Catholics, they're not bold enough. Ryan Foley isn't bold enough. He isn't courageous enough. He doesn't have enough balls to go into a mosque and tell Muslims that the Jesus that they know is false. He won't do it. He's a coward. He's a coward. He's a punk. But he wants to come into a Catholic church and he wants to attack Catholics and persecute Catholics. And then he wants to cry about the police coming to his house. Ryan Foley's a punk. I can't stand people like this. He thinks he's some sort of tough guy. You know, he looks like a frat boy. But he won't dare go to one church where somebody will punch him in the face for the stupid stuff he's saying. He won't, because he's a punk. He's a coward. And he's saying the same stupid stuff. Oh, Catholics, they're these vain, repetitious prayers. And as Amathoria said, when a Protestant says the Catholic Church teaches blah, 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 I ask them to read the Catechism of Catholic Church and get back to me. And they refuse to read it. They do. Because a lot of them, they just want to remain stupid. They want to remain dumb. It's like a badge of pride for them. Most anti-Catholics who are Protestants, they've never read one book about Catholicism that's written by a Catholic. And you could tell in their arguments. They're so sophistic. They're so low level and so remedial that it's hard to believe that that they're not dumb, right? And you just have to feel sorry for them. You really do. But I don't feel sorry for Ryan because he thinks he's a tough guy, but he won't dare go into a mosque. All right, here's another video that same day.
You cannot go back to pornography. And just because there's so many people making it normalized that they're falling back into it, you cannot go back. It's again.
All right. He switched to pornography. Okay. We might agree with Ryan Foley on pornography, right? All right. He might have some valuable things to say there. But let me switch here. Let me go to another video. Let's go to his YouTube channel. Because he has a whole YouTube channel as well. And this video is called, Why is Catholicism Evil? Why is Catholicism Evil? So let's take a look at this one.
This quick video is going to be why Catholicism is a false religion. It's going to be short. I'm just going to use a couple verses to help you understand why you should definitely steer away from Catholicism. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, this is talking about Jesus.
For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
And like Yvonne is saying, like, Ryan isn't saying, like, anything new. That's the worst part of about anti-Protestant, anti-Catholics. Like, they say nothing new. They come along every year and they repeat the same stuff. And it's weird because, like, you have to think as a Protestant, like, hey, do Catholics have an answer for this? Like, you have this objection that you heard, oh, Catholics pray to Mary, or Catholics believe that they worship Mary, or Catholics believe this, or this Catholics believe that. You know, the same trope, the same usual Protestant objections. And so I think a smart person would, like, go to Google or something, and they would just type that into their Google browser, right? And they say, why do Catholics pray to Mary? And then they would go to, like, a Catholic source, maybe Catholic Answers would come up, and they would see the response to that. And they'll see how reasonable it is. Or like Yvonne said earlier, or who was Admiral Thoria said earlier, they would pick up a catechism. I mean, that's what I did when I was a Protestant. I say, oh, let me see what these Catholics believe from their perspective. Because I think that's what an intelligent person does. They don't keep reading the same stuff from Protestants, and they don't think that they're like 28 years old and think that their arguments against Protestantism is something new over the last five new arguments against Catholicism is something new that's they just come up with over the last 500 years. They just say, hey, man, we've been around 500 years. Maybe Catholics have responded to this. Or they'll see that Catholicism is still around. That's been around for 2,000 years. And they will say, man, this church has weathered the storm. Every nation, every empire, every religion has tried to destroy this faith, try to destroy this church, and they're still standing. Why is that? Or they will look at themselves. They will look at Protestantism, and they'll say, man, Protestantism keeps dividing into multiple religions, but Catholicism remains one. Why is it that they remain one, yet we keep dividing? Or they'll see that, man, Protestants, they now they're teaching things about gay marriage and transgenderism and women in the pulpit, and the Protestant doctrine keeps changing and changing and changing, keeps becoming more and more like the world. Why is it Catholicism is still the only church saying that abortion is a sin? They're saying that there's no such thing as divorce. Why is that? They don't ask themselves, like, these questions. And so, and Ryan is just another one of them. I mean, he's like the dumbest of the dumb.
Access by one Spirit to the Father, not by Mary, not by the saints. And I'm going to jump back in. I'm going to structure that verse a little better. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, listen to this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. One, singular, no other. And why is it so dangerous? Because if you think there's more mediators, you are worshiping a false god, you are trying to use a demon as a mediator, you can't go through the saints, and you can't go through Mother Mary. And in Revelation, when John bowed down to the angel by accident, that angel rebuked him. Because we cannot pray to the saints in heaven or Mary. Someone else is listening, and it's not a saint. And then John 14, verse 6, this is from Jesus Christ himself. So you can't just say the Apostle Paul had error because he was a sinner like the rest of us. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's Jesus Christ.
All right, so he's really just repeating that same error over and over again. He's confusing mediation with intercession, right? And so his problem is that, you know, he's cherry picking scripture. He's not going to Revelation 7 and 9. He's not seeing that the altar was open and there were people praying there, the intercessions, the incense was going up. He's not recognizing who was it, Moses and Elijah meeting Jesus at the transfiguration. So he's not recognizing that God is the God of the living, not the dead. So, I mean, it's hard to understand, I think, why it is that people who only have 66 books in the Bible, and just came along 500 years ago and have an abbreviated Bible, think it's okay to use that abbreviated Bible to correct Catholics who put the Bible together, whose religion predates the New Testament, predates the canon of Scripture. Our church was around for nearly 350 years before we put a Bible together, we put the Scriptures together for the Mass. So for 350 years, what were we doing without an agreed upon canon of Scripture? So we're not a people of the book. We're not a people of the Bible alone. The Bible came 3 centuries later in our faith tradition. So, and then Protestants come along 500 years ago, 506 years ago, with an abbreviated Bible. And now they dare correct Catholics to say that you're wrong about your Bible, yet we're missing some books of the Bible to correct you. I think it takes so much arrogance, so much hubris, so much pride to even try to do that. It's like someone coming into your house. You live with you know your parents. They raised you. You know them very well. And someone who just met your dad at work 5 minutes ago comes into your house and say, I'm about to tell you about your father. I'm about to tell you who he really is. You have 5 minutes of insight about my dad. What do you have to say about him who I don't know? Or a better analogy is my wife. You met my wife at work 5 minutes ago. Let me tell you about your wife. Let me tell you what she's really about. That's the Protestant position. They won't tell Catholics about the Bible, yet they've had a Bible for a hot 5 minutes and don't even have the whole thing. That takes a lot of pride. As Mary said, they idolize the Bible. They do. They come at Catholics saying, oh, you guys worship this or you worship that, which is false. But they actually worship the Bible. They carry it around as an idol. It holds a position in their house like an idol. But we as Catholics, we revere sacred tradition and sacred Scripture. But we recognize that the Bible itself does not say Bible. It does not say what books should be in the Bible. So we recognize the role tradition played in crafting the Bible itself. So we revere it. We honor it. It holds a special place in our tradition. But we don't worship it. It's truly the word of God, his spoken word. He communicates with us to it. He confesses his love through us, through the Scriptures. But it's never been Bible alone for us because we're cutting ourselves off from like half of basically the first three centuries of our faith. We're cutting ourselves off from a full body of divine revelation. So, but that's what Ryan is. So yeah, I think Ryan Foley, I really think he is just the embodiment of the stupidity, the arrogance, the hubris of the anti-Catholic Protestant. Of course, not all Protestants are anti-Catholic, but you get these like Ryan Foley. You know, they come along every day, right? And Ryan even has like a whole church. Right. I mean, true to the Protestant spirit, right? You're a Protestant. You have to have your own church. So this is right here. This is Ryan Foley's church. Take a look at his church, right? Because you know it's in, because you know it's in scripture. It's in scripture. You know that it's okay to start your own church and start your own denomination, because that's completely.
If you want to come in there, we're going to open up the house church tonight for just prayer time from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. As you can see, we added Yeshua. I went to Hobby Lobby; they're out of J's, so we improvised and put Yeshua. Moral of the story: we're going to open next Friday. But I wanted to open it up for 30 minutes just to come in and pray and get in the Lord's presence. You're invited. Come. If you want to come into prayer.
So true to form, right? Ryan Foley has, you know, he has a church because he's a Protestant. And, you know, scripture says start your own church. Start your own denomination. Right, scripture says that, right? And he says, come on in, come into the presence of Jesus. And I guess he's saying, maybe he's relating to scripture where it says, where three or more, two or more are gathered, or there I am in your presence, right? I guess that's what he means, that the presence of Jesus is there because two or more are praying there. I'm with you. So Ryan just really has to ask himself, like, where is it in scripture that it says I can start my own church? So he's following tradition, the Protestant tradition of starting your own church. He's not connected to the apostles whatsoever. Yet he thinks he has the authority to start his own church. So hopefully if Ryan comes on the show, he'll be able to explain to us where it is in scripture that says you can start your own church and you're not connected to the apostles. Because that's the only thing we see in the scriptures. We only see it in scriptures. Only the apostles started new churches and their successors, people who were ordained by them. We don't see anywhere in scripture or anywhere in tradition or someone who is not connected with the apostles started a church and said it was part of the apostolic church. We don't see that anywhere in scripture or in tradition. But here Ryan is starting his own church. Right. So. Yvonne said, I have to do Will Smith smack now. Eric says, I love he knows his talking points. I wonder what he knows about the book of Habakkuk. Yeah, I mean, he's never heard of Sirach. He's never heard of anything. Your mom says they don't know history. No, they don't. Protestants don't. They don't know anything. It's like Christianity started 500 years ago with Martin Luther and John Calvin. I think as Eric said a minute ago, like John Calvin, I think he was up there as far as being one of the dumbest Protestants in the last 500 years. But at least he tried to sound smart, right? He wrote a lot of stuff that had big words in it. He tried to systemize Protestantism, right? At least he tried to appear to be smart. Ryan Foley isn't even trying, right? He's like dumb. This guy called the scriptures heresy. He said what the angel Gabriel said, what Elizabeth, Saint Elizabeth said. He calls that heresy. And Yvonne also says, like, he will not do that in the synagogue. No. Ryan's not going to a synagogue. He's not going to a mosque. He's not doing any of that stuff because he's a punk and a coward. So. Mary says, if he's hard-hearted and closed-minded, he needs to be prayed for and left to God. And I think that is the case. Like I said in the description, I think Ryan needs a lot of prayer. I think we need to definitely pray a rosary for Ryan, because here's what I know about Protestants, and I'll end a show like this, and we're going to pray a rosary for Ryan. Here's what I know about Protestants who are anti-Catholic. And I'm going to do a show about this on Monday, too. I'm going to react to Bishop Robert Barron talking to Ben Shapiro again. And he failed again to explain to Ben Shapiro what is exceptional about Catholicism. And it's part of this same thing that, you know, because we put this on Protestants, but we also say this about Jews. We can say this about any anti-Catholic, that the more anti-Catholic that a person becomes, the worse their life becomes. That once you get to the point where you're speaking evil against the Blessed Mother Mary, you open yourself up to the demonic. And why do you open yourself up to the demonic if you become hostile and blasphemous against the Mother of God? Because the demons themselves tremble at the name of Mary. Demons hate the rosary. So once you become hostile to the rosary, once you become hostile to the Blessed Mother Mary, you open yourself up to the demonic. You open yourself up to demonic possession. And this is why you see people who are severely anti-Catholic, they do become very hard of heart towards Catholicism. There's no reasoning with them. There isn't. Everything that you say to them is like speaking to a wall. You'll say something to them, very reasonable, very logical, very clear, very concise. And like, it just bounces off. It doesn't penetrate anything. And you can see it in their eyes. And the reason why that is because they've opened themselves up to the demonic by rejecting Christ in his church, because you cannot have Christ outside of his church. You cannot have him fully. And second, because they become hostile to the Mother of God. So you cannot fully know Christ outside of Mary. You can't, because it was through Mary that Christ entered the world. And everything that we know about Christ and everything we know about Mary is because of Christ. And so there's a relationship here. And we could even go so far and say this to St. John as well, that to know Christ is to know his parents, to know where he come from, and to know the role that they played, that God used them to play in his formation and to bringing him into the world. And again, it's about honoring our mother and our father. So if you're hostile to the Blessed Mother Mary, it means you're also hostile to the fourth commandment, which means that if you're hostile to the fourth commandment, that is the only commandment that God attaches a blessing to. He says, honor your father, mother and father, so that your days on earth will be blessed. So if you're not honoring Mary, then your life is not going to be blessed. And so there's always a relationship between the law and blessing. It's a close relationship between the law and blessing. I talk about this in other places, especially in my class on the catechism. So, and that's a good example in the fourth commandment. Honor your mother and your father so that your days will be long and be blessed. So if you're not obeying that law, if you're not honoring Mary, then your days will not be blessed. So not only have you opened yourself up to the demonic attacks and perhaps demonic possession, but you closed yourself off from being blessed by God by speaking ill and by being hostile towards your mother, Mary. So this is why people like Ryan and Ryan Foley and people like him are in a very dangerous position. And why they, once you start attacking Christ and his church, and once you start attacking Mary, you've set yourself, you set your destination to hell. You have. Because the attacks from Satan are only going to increase, and you've shut yourself off from a lot of access to those things that can help you, namely the sacraments, namely the intercession of Blessed Mother Mary. Now, it's not too late for Ryan to reverse course, but he's going to have to if he wants to be where I think in his heart he wants to be. So let's pray a decade of the rosary for Ryan. That the Blessed Mother Mary will intercede for him. So we're going to pray one decade of the rosary for Ryan. And we ask our Eternal Father that you do, we ask for your intercession in the life, into the ministry of Ryan Foley. And Lord God, we see that you set upon his heart a fire and a desire for the truth. And we pray that you correct his path and that you set his course truly to Christ and his church through the Blessed Mother Mary. And Mary, we ask you for your intercession today, that you look upon your son Ryan and look upon his ministry. And we ask for your intercession and for your prayers, that you draw him more closely to you and to your son through you. That in correcting his course and that in turning his heart truly to your son through your intercession, that he may fall deeply in love with you and that he becomes an advocate for the rosary and for your intercession in the world. And for this we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was, the beginning is now, and will be forever, glorified in. Amen. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. And lead all souls to heaven, especially those most needing our mercy. Amen. Blessed Mother, hear our prayers for Ryan Foley. that he turn his heart towards you and to your son. And we ask this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Numen apaches, affili, and spiritu sancti. All right, my friends. That's the show today. I hope you have a blessed weekend. Keep Ryan Foley in your prayers. I'm going to try to keep getting this kid on our show. And remember, on Monday's show, I'm going to be responding to how I think Ben Shapiro is using Bishop Robert Barron to promote the heresy of indifferentism, and how Bishop Barron just needs to stop going on that show because it's not helping Catholicism at all. But have a great weekend. Have a blessed weekend. And I will see you soon. Keep me in your prayers. I'll keep you in mind.